Here is the English translation of the text you provided. It is already in English, so no translation needed. Gold prices edge lower after rising on dovish Fed outlook, silver near record high. Oil prices up on U.S.-Venezuela tensions, but set for weekly decline. Oil prices rise as U.S. reportedly plans more seizures of Venezuelan oil. Trump administration plans to appeal Abrego Garcia decision. White House says exclusive U.S. preparing to seize more tankers off Venezuela's coast after first ship taken, sources say. OPEC data indicate close oil supply demand balance in 2026, no glut. Gold prices consolidate at elevated levels. Traders digest Fed outlook. Oil prices slip lower. U.S. seizure of Venezuelan tanker, IEA forecasts in focus. Morning bid. Oracle crashes, Powell's party. Trump threatens funding for states over AI regulations. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 1.44%. Atlassian's Trello software down for several users. Down detector, top European payment stocks, poised for growth, according to Bank of America. Exclusive, Intel has tested chip-making tools from firm with sanctioned China unit, sources say. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.77%. Ignoring AI bubble fears, investors bet Nvidia and Google will fuel Taiwan stocks to record. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 1.23%. Apollo moves complex debt unit out of buyout division, report. Broadcom, Mizuho hikes PT post Q4 results on stronger AI outlook. UK economy unexpectedly contracted in October. GDP dropped 0.1%. Irish minister defends limited trade curbs on Israeli settlements. India's Modi holds third call with Trump since tariff hike. Foreign entities should have no rights on Italy's gold reserves, Maloney's party says. U.S. wholesale inventories rebound strongly in September. Natural gas storage sees greater than expected decline, signaling bullish trend for prices. Wholesale inventories surge, beating forecasts and previous numbers. U.S. September trade deficit lowest in more than 5 years as goods exports soar. U.S. weekly initial jobless claims rise to 236,000. U.S. trade balance shows unexpected improvement, defying forecasts. Hong Kong's legal clampdown on tycoon and China critic Jimmy Lai. Dollar staggers to third weekly decline as investors ponder Fed outlook. Asian stocks cautiously higher as tech sector rattled by Oracle. Indonesia expects to wrap up U.S. tariff talks by year end. Morning bid, copper edges past silver to take gold. Will it be a hike next year? 5 questions for the ECB. Japan's core inflation likely held at 3.0% in November. Reuters poll, UK's CBI bumps up 2026 growth view due to temporary budget boost. Homeland Security Secretary announces $1 billion in FEMA funding for Georgia. Bitcoin price today up at 92.5K but stays range-bound. Markets weigh Fed outlook. Terraform's Du Quan sentenced to 15 years for crypto fraud. Test Machine secures over $6.5 million in venture funding to expand AI-driven blockchain security solutions. TDX launches next-generation digital asset as L-Bank listing goes live on December 12th. EverStake and Coda partner to bring regulated institutional staking to South Korea. Bitcoin price today falls to 90K as Fed's divided cut. AI worries way Binance co-CEO sees 2026 as year of crypto maturity and integration. All 5 Sigma outlines USD1 stablecoin strategy for payment infrastructure. BitMEX debuts new mobile trading experience with intuitive design and controls. HAI Group unveils Corbant 3 platform, introducing probability of loss, POEL, risk metric for Web3. Capita reports mixed revenue performance in 11-month update. Sampo continues share buyback program, acquires 260,449 shares. Seals Q appoints Rolf Gobet to lead Geneva Quantum Center. Adeco Agro prices $300 million common share offering at $7.25 per share. Tenaya Therapeutics prices $60 million public offering of stock and warrants. Yum China expands share repurchase authorization by $1 billion.